Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt. My name is Bodie, and I am your host, and I have a really neat show for you this week. We are going to go over the Tesla Semi delivery event, so I'm looking forward to chatting about that. So let's go ahead and jump into the Tesla Semi delivery event. We're going to start with Elon's opening remarks.
All right, welcome to Sparks, Nevada, site of the Tesla Gigafactory and our Tesla Semi truck factory as well. So, I can't believe it's been 5 years. We unveiled the Tesla Semi 5 years ago. It's been a lot that's happened since then, to say the least. But we're incredibly excited tonight to actually deliver our first production Tesla Semi trucks. And it's right next door to the Giga Nevada, our Gigafactory here, which produces the most number of battery cells in North America. It produces our drive units and battery packs. I'd just like to just start off by giving a big hand to the Tesla Gigafactory team and the Tesla semi-truck team. It's like... I think you've had a chance to tour the production line. So, cool, right? We're looking forward to actually delivering our first production trucks to PepsiCo. So this is going to be fantastic.
Next up, Elon's going to tell us why Tesla decided to build a semi-truck.
People might wonder why build a semi-truck. Because if you look at the actual unit volume, it's small compared to passenger vehicles. So for passenger vehicles, you know, there's on the order of almost 100 million that are sold every year. And whereas semi-trucks, it's for 400 or 500,000.
Not even, yeah. It's a couple hundred thousand Class 8 trucks a year.
Globally.
Yeah. No. Sorry, that's U.S.
Yeah. In the U.S., there's 15 million passenger vehicles and a couple hundred thousand semi-trucks. So it seems like a small percentage, but it's actually 20% of U.S. vehicle emissions because you've got a huge vehicle and it's being driven all the time. So when you factor in the number of hours driven and the weight that it's carrying, it's actually, although it's only 1% of vehicle production, it's 20% of vehicle emissions. And it's over a third of all the particulate emissions. So from a sort of health standpoint, particularly in like cities, this is a huge impact, like gigantic. So that's why we're doing it, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah, this is really core to our mission. And you know, to Elon's point, there's a lot of heavy trucks that are deployed in dense urban areas. And so the communities that are around freeways, a lot of where these trucks are domiciled, are going to really benefit, particularly from the particulate emissions reductions. And then, you know, just trying to reduce emissions globally. Every truck that we put on the road that replaces a diesel truck is a huge amount of leverage. And so that is why we're doing this and makes a huge difference towards driving us towards our total mission of sustainable energy and transportation.
As somebody who drives a busted old fire truck that probably pollutes more than most fire trucks, I can get behind this. Like, I actually drive my truck behind the station instead of pulling it out on the front apron, because that gets that truck away from all the other firefighters working in the bay and in and around their trucks, so they're not getting gassed out by all this exhaust from this diesel truck. So I can 100% get behind the healthy aspect to this. And honestly, the truck that I'm driving now, if I get cancer, and there's a really high percentage that I will, just statistically, if I get cancer, it's because of this truck, almost certainly. Anyway, I don't want to bring the show down. So I'm all for improving people's health. In our next clip, Elon's going to talk about a little bit about the performance of the vehicle.
You know, at Tesla, we don't make slow cars. We don't make this. So this thing has crazy power relative to a diesel truck. I mean, actually, especially if you're not towing anything, you could zip around like it looks crazy. Basically, it looks like a elephant moving like a cheetah. It didn't look right, frankly. But this is not sluggish in the least. It's fast. It's fast to accelerate. It's fast to brake. It's really a step change improvement in what it's like to drive a semi truck. We've got three times the power
than any diesel truck on the road right now. So you got all the work, all the power you need to get the job done. But the other reason that it's a beast is because it's also efficient. And you know, you can go 500 miles on a single charge on one of these things. So it's the mix of those two that this is why this is a game changer. And what's awesome is both of those are enabled by our new 1,000-volt powertrain, which is the first vehicle that we're doing with that. And don't worry, there'll be some more things, more vehicles coming with that. But this is going to be a game changer because of all the awesome innovations that have happened, you know, behind the scenes and, you know, under the hood, so to speak.
First off, 500 miles on a single charge for something that big is amazing. Second, I really want to know more about this 1,000-volt powertrain that he's talking about. I would imagine when he says that it's going to work its way into other products, it's going to be the Roadster and the Cybertruck. Now, that's just a guess, but we are going to get a little tidbit about the Tesla Semi and the Cybertruck and something that they share or have in common. I don't want to tell you just yet because I want you to be surprised if you haven't already heard. Next up, Elon's going to talk about some of the technologies that went into the Tesla Semi.
Cool. Yeah. So we're obviously leveraging a ton of stuff that we've already done. So we've got, it's now probably 51 billion miles driven. I don't know. It's more every day. So we're using our existing drive units, power electronics, infotainment, our super efficient heat pump, HVAC system, and state-of-the-art inverters. So we're able to leverage the existing powertrain and elements that are already made at volume in order to achieve extreme efficiency of cost and capability.
So. Yeah, and it also means we get to leverage all the reliability that the active car fleet is doing. So we're accumulating all these miles, getting a ton of demonstrated learnings into the field, and we're going to go and put all these trucks into the world and get a lot of learnings as well, but we're coming off of a great launching pad with everything that's done in the rest of our products already. And it's also enabled because, you know, Tesla's got this full vertical integration on the software and the hardware side. So the teams that are working together to put all that together into one package, this is a huge win, you know, for all of our products, but particularly Semi.
Tesla has a lot of proprietary stuff that goes into their vehicles, but in terms of what they're using for the Cybertruck, it is proprietary to Tesla, but it's also off the shelf. And we're going to hear more about the motors and things like that a little bit later. So I don't want to ruin it, but things like the Model 3 and Model Y door handles on the Cybertruck. Yes, it looks silly, but it's a good use of a part.
We've got a tri-motor powertrain system. So, and we're using the Cobnov wrap sleeve. So essentially we're using the Plaid Model S, Model X powertrain. But we're actually enabling the two of the drive units to actually disconnect so that they're not free spinning. So the efficiency is actually much greater in cruise.
Yeah, this is really unique. I mean, we're going with a tri-motor system. One of them is constantly engaged, so that's for maximum efficiency. You're getting on a highway, that's doing the bulk of the work, and it's operating at the peak efficiency point of the entire drivetrain. And then the other two units are for torque and acceleration. So when the driver needs it to get their job done, whether that's, you know, getting out of a loading dock or it's on the road, they need to pass somebody, you're tackling a grade, you have the torque and power to do it. And the cool thing is that these are clutched automatically. So no driver input needed, but it's also seamless. So the highway efficiency unit is cruising along doing its thing. And if the driver puts their foot to the floor, the torque unit spin up, clutch engages and takes over. And it does all of that before we've maxed out the torque on the efficiency unit. So it's completely smooth. There's no turbo lag or jerkiness or anything like that. No driver input needed. It's smooth, both in terms of acceleration and deceleration for regen. It's really cool happening all behind the scenes.
Yeah, I mean, what I find actually really wild about this is that you can have a truck which is 82,000 pounds. And by the way, the reason we can actually do 82,000 pounds is that there is a 2,000 pound extra that's allowed by law for electric trucks. So you get a little bit of an advantage on the weight side. But you can basically pull 82,000 pounds at cruise using and the only thing that's doing that is a tiny little motor on one axle.
Oh, that big? Well, football size, maybe.
Yeah, you can carry it.
Yeah,
like it's like a melon.
You can check it in your luggage. Good luck doing that with a diesel engine. And one of those is more powerful than a diesel. Yeah.
Yeah, just that one little guy is more powerful than a regular diesel engine on a semi truck. But it's just, I find it like amazing that this enormous thing can be pulled by something that you could carry in your hands. It's like, wow, that's power density.
Yep.
That is power density. I love that they're using the Plaid powertrain, the Plaid motor for this. This is so cool. The idea of being able to disconnect the motors when they're not being used and then reconnect them when you need them seamlessly, that's a really cool idea. I am a little concerned, and not a lot of concerned, but I am a little concerned on whether or not if you're going up a grade, let's say, and you step on the accelerator and for some reason there's an issue and it doesn't engage, what happens then? But that's just the pessimistic me. One of the coolest things that they showed that it didn't include because it was just a video was a Tesla Semi going up grade. And it was accelerating as it was going upgrade and passing other semis at 82,000 pounds, fully loaded. Now, we've talked a little bit about going up grades. Let's talk about going down the grades.
And the other beauty is that you've got all this power going up, but you also have it going down. And what that means is you've got regenerative braking. So rather than using a Jake brake or engine braking like a diesel truck does, where you have to worry about hitting your shifts. If you miss a gear, you're onto your brakes and potentially in a runaway situation. You don't have to worry about any of that. There's no shifting, no nothing. And so the regen recaptures all that energy as you're going down these grades. But on top of it, it also is a safer system for not just the driver, but everybody on the road because there's no gear to miss.
I mean, just it's worth reemphasizing that point. Because it's an electric drivetrain, when it goes downhill, when you slow down, it recaptures the energy of motion or the energy of height. The potential and kinetic energy are largely recaptured. Whereas for a diesel truck, that's not possible. You can't just create diesel. So you just end up heating brakes. And then your brakes overheat, and you can't use them, and then it's pretty dangerous because the brakes stop working.
Yeah, that's why you have runaway truck ramps.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny because, so if for any of you that have ever driven I-80 and driven Donner, there's a mandatory brake check stop for trucks down by Emigrant Gap. We've done this, and it's really funny because we'll go over the grade, we'll come down, and we just kind of pull to the side, and we're like, well, there's nothing to check. We've never used the things, and we just keep driving. Yeah.
Yeah. And we get to the bottom of the hill, we have cold brakes.
Yeah.
That's like mind-blowing in the trucking world. So it's like insane, basically. So it's really worth emphasizing that. That's a significant safety improvement for the truck driver and for other people on the road. We also have excellent traction control because the precision of an electric motor is vastly better than a diesel engine. It's sort of got like the, I'm trying to think of the right analogy here, but like it's got the precision of like a laser printer. It's not great. It's like really precise. That's what I'm saying. The reaction is, so it's like you don't have to worry about, traction control is awesome. It's got, It's automatically stopping the truck from jackknifing. It's doing all this safety stuff in the background that just isn't possible with regular diesel trucks. It's just it's a step change in technology in so many ways.
Yeah, and the tight integration with the software team that we have here really makes that happen, because it means that we can take all that the precision and actually put it to use. You know, it's not some tie-in of some third-party powertrain. No, this is all in-house. As we do this really neat chassis control work at the brake level, the traction control level, we integrate with our total stability control system and make sure that the driver has a lot of confidence, but also has everything they need to stay on the road. It's going to be it's a really nice, neat integrated package overall in terms of software and control, and it's totally seamless to the driver, and it'll be a game changer in terms of safety.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
In the beginning, he mentioned a Jake brake. And these are, if you're not familiar, these are devices that help slow the vehicle down. Jake brake is a brand. You have which is a compression brake. You have exhaust brakes. You have electromagnetic brakes. They're one of the brands out there is called Telma, T-E-L-M-A, if you're interested in researching this kind of stuff. But basically, it helps slow the vehicle down without having to touch your brakes. And he mentioned if you are going down a grade and you skip a gear or you miss a gear, you have to use the brake. Maybe truck drivers are pretty amazing and they know what they're doing. In most cases, this is not going to be an issue for them. And then another thing is that, and I don't know what the percentage is, but the trucking industry is getting away from manual transmissions anyway, and they're moving more towards automatic. Again, I don't know what the percentage of semis sold that are automatic versus manual. But in either case, it's kind of a moot point. They paint a picture, and I don't think it's a very accurate picture, because if you miss a gear, it's not the end of the world. The fire truck I drive is an automatic. It has a Telma device on it. However, I am old enough to have driven fire trucks that were manuals, and that's an experience. I can tell you that's an experience. Fortunately, I wasn't an engineer during this time, so I only had to train on them to make sure that I could drive them and pass a test. I didn't actually have to drive them to a fire call. But the folks that had been around for a while that had driven these trucks up and down grades with a wide variety of weather, whether it was rain or snow or icy conditions, these folks know what they're doing. I'm not saying I was one of those people, because I'm not. Really, the point I want to get across is these are professionals and they know what they're doing. All right, moving on from you know, braking systems. I love what they're doing with the software. I love that it's taking a lot of the load off the driver. That helps reduce fatigue, which hopefully will help reduce accidents. And I am always for that. Next up, we're going to hear about efficiencies, and there's going to be some veiled references to Nikola Motors and Trevor Milton. And they're going to talk about the 500-mile test run they did from from San Francisco to San Diego. And there's a time-lapse video playing in the background. I cut a lot of this stuff out so you guys didn't have to listen to just them narrating the video. But yeah, the efficiencies are pretty interesting.
So we talk power. You want to talk efficiency?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, some people out there say it can't be done. I don't know who might say that, but I've heard rumors. So we just did it. yeah. And we're going to post the whole video, unedited, on YouTube.
Yeah. And
no jump cuts.
Yeah. And this wasn't, you know, some ultra clean, precise test track simulation or something where we, you know, shut down a road. Nope. This is real world. You know, this is over Grapevine. This is with traffic. This is true 500 miles. You know, we were loaded just under 82K. You know, we didn't, no special aero treatments.
Yeah.
Truck came off the line, shook it down, made it run. That's it.
Yeah, there was like no fast moves here.
Nope.
So to be clear, it's not like, oh, what tricks did they pull? Were there actually a whole bunch of tricks we could have pulled and didn't? you know, like as Dan said, like no special aero treatment.
And by the way, we should mention there was no charging. Like we charged the truck.
Yeah,
we didn't stop the charge. Single driver.
One shift. Exactly.
Yeah.
Good point.
minor detail.
So it's not like 500 miles, like with no load, with special aero and special everything. It's like fully loaded, going from the Bay Area. We actually had to like go a bit north to get to, you know, actually add to get to 500 miles because you get, you know, LA to the Bay Area is less than that.
Well, we went all the way to San Diego here, so we stretch out on the southern end, and I mean,
so aerodynamic efficiency obviously matters a lot. And you can see it's shaped like a bullet. It's really aerodynamic. That helps a lot. As we get to less than 2 kilowatt hours
a mile.
Yep. So.
And that's the name of the game is efficiency there. Yep.
Yep. So, I mean, it's really efficient, in every way. And,
I mean, the team's done a lot of awesome work. I mean, we went into the wind tunnel, with this really cool model, rolling road, the whole nine yards. And pulled in a lot of learnings and all of our features from the car side that, you know, give us such great real world efficiency there. And really want to make sure that the truck and the trailer have to work together. You know, this is a combination. This is not just the truck. If you optimize one, you actually might disrupt the whole combination. And so we spent a lot of time both, you know, virtually, but also in the wind tunnel to make this happen, and really some next level engineering to, of everything they had to do there. And, you know, it means that we've got a really efficient truck.
Yeah.
I have a question. What do you have to do to that trailer to make them work together? Do you have to have a special trailer built by Tesla or one of Tesla's partners? Do you have to retrofit a trailer? What's going on there? What's the plan with those trailers? Are they going to be fitted with batteries? Is that a possibility in the future? I wouldn't think that they're going to put batteries in the trailer because honestly, 500 miles is a long way. And if the truck can do that fully loaded without having anything on the trailer, I don't know why you would want extra batteries because you do, or truck drivers do have mandatory stops that they have to make every, you know, over a certain time period. I'm interested to learn more about what, if any, technology goes into those trailers. All right, let's move on to our next clip.
As I said, it's as easy to drive as a Model 3. So it's with basically no training, you can drive this. You know, you have to think bigger when you're driving it. But it's not like, it's not hard to drive. It's really easy. And we put the center, seat in the center for max visibility. It's low floor. You can stand up in the cabin.
Yeah, and that's actually like a really big deal. I mean, you're a tall guy, Elon. Like, you're able to stand up just fine. And, you know, the nice thing is that if you're a truck driver and you're out during the day and it's, you know, it's cold, it's snowy, whatever, you can get in, and this isn't a sleeper cab, this is a day cab. You can still stand up, and you can shed your jacket, put it on the wall, all in the comfort. You can put your coveralls on while in the cab. So if you have to go do a dirty job, you can do that comfortably as opposed to being out in the elements. So that's, that level of space is unheard of. We were able to do that with some pretty innovative packaging. And on top of it, there's plenty of cargo storage, for drivers that need to bring any tools, other equipment along. And not to mention, we've got the plugins, the wireless charging, everything they need on the electronic side as well.
Yeah, so I've got efficiency in every aspect of the vehicle. I've got one touch, a suspension dump, so it's very easy to attach to the trailer. It saves time and money. It's the fleet's more efficient, and the driver's home sooner.
Yeah, I mean, really, we're trying to extend the idea of this efficiency from not just while you're on the road, but into the yard as well. That's before and after the truck has done its job on the road. Because that means that drivers at the end of the day are spending less time at the yard, and they're getting home earlier. And it makes their lives easier. We got a light test that's easy to execute, helps with compliance. There's all these little things that the design team really spent their time researching. They did ride-alongs. They studied. They did all this work. It was really cool to watch them put it. I mean, I think they even took like a bunch of like the various cups and put them in CAD, and you'll see them like put them in various cup holder sizes and places. They'll like mock up a bag. They'll do all kinds of neat stuff to understand how a driver works throughout the day, and it means that they'll have a more efficient experience overall.
Obviously, they put a lot of thought into this vehicle, like even down to the cup holders, which I think is great. Homer Simpson put a lot into his vehicle's cup holders because there's never a cup holder when you need one. And I'm glad to see that Tesla's taking the same approach. And actually, that makes me sound like I'm being a jerk. I'm just teasing. Not trying to be snotty on that. I have a question. A lot of truck drivers, well, I don't know if a lot, a fair amount of truck drivers that I come across throughout my job, they have either their wife traveling with them, or it's a husband-wife team and they both drive. And there's some advantages to that as truckers. Is there a configuration for the Tesla Semi that will allow them to do that? Because the driver is sitting in the center of the truck and there's only one seat. So is there a configuration that allows for teams or people who travel with family members? Is that a possibility? And maybe this version of the truck's just not that the version that will do that. But the seat in the center of the truck allows this truck to be built for right-hand drive and left-hand drive regions. So this truck can go, the same truck could be built in the United States and shipped over to the UK with no issues, other than regulatory issues, which is pretty cool. Another thing that I thought was neat was it has a suspension dump. So when you are backing the truck up to hitch your trailer, the suspension will actually drop down to make it a little bit easier to get underneath that trailer. I don't know if this is a big issue for truck drivers, because honestly, like I said, like I see truck drivers all the time when I'm at work, and these folks can do amazing things with these really big machines. Maybe that's an advantage, or maybe it's not. I'm not sure, but I thought it was cool. Another thing that I thought was neat, and they just kind of briefly mentioned it, but they have automatic testing systems. So it has an automatic light testing system, and they have an automatic brake testing system. For me, in the morning when I check out my truck, I have to go through a brake test. And that brake test includes like seeing if I can't drive through the air brake. So the air brake's engaged, I put it in drive, and I try to drive through that brake. Another thing is I need to make sure that the emergency air brake engages at around 30 PSI. And there's just a bunch of other stuff that maybe isn't interesting to you that I have to go through to ensure that the brakes are safe to drive and operate the truck for the 24 hours that I'm going to be using it. Tesla has a little button that you can push and it will do an automatic brake test. Now, I don't know if this meets DOT requirements, Department of Transportation requirements, but just the fact that they're thinking about this stuff and the light tests and things like that, I think that's awesome because truck drivers have a whole list of things that they can do before they can leave and get out on the road. They need to make sure that they are safe and the people that they are traveling on the road with are safe. And there's even safety checks within while they're out on the road. Like there's a lot that goes into, you know, getting your Cheetos from one place to another. Next up, we're going to hear about charging and the Tesla Semi.
Obviously, to charge a truck like this quickly, you need a high-power charger. So we developed a megawatt-class charger as it's capable of charging at a megawatt to DC.
Yeah.
And it's our next-generation immersive cooling, so it's liquid-cooled. So you don't need like a gigantic elephant trunk of a cable. You can actually have a small cable, and that cable delivers a megawatt. We've 3x the current density.
I mean, this is really cool stuff. I mean, you're actually immersing the conductor in the coolant, this water-based coolant that we have, and we're then doing some really neat isolation monitoring on the back end to ensure that it's safe and delivering that it needs to. But it means that we can really shove a lot of current in a very, very small place. So, you know, for those that have worked and charged their cars on a V3 supercharger and the cable's nice and, you know, maneuverable, it's the same thing here, but now we're just shoving a megawatt through it instead. So, you know, this is key for high power applications like Semi, but you want to tell them or do you want me to tell them?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be used for Cybertruck too.
Yeah. So this is coming to our superchargers next year.
Yeah. So the future of transport obviously requires a sustainable energy infrastructure. So you got to have all aspects of the energy question answered. Sustainable power generation. Then you've got to store the power, and then you transfer the power to the vehicle. So the three pillars of a sustainable energy future are sustainable power generation with solar and wind. I'm actually a fan of nuclear, which we should support, and geothermal and many others. But things that are sustainable long-term, but things like wind and solar are intermittent, so you have to have the battery pack to store the energy, so when the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine, you still have energy. And you can also buffer the power so you're not overloading the grid with spike loads.
Yeah, and our Semi customers are actively deploying this today. And you know, we're working with them so that they have the pathway to get towards, you know, 100% sustainable future. You know, but we have all of this at our disposal, you know, commercial solar and Megapack. And, you know, the Megapack is great because not only can it do things like peak shaving or some of the other energy modulation, but it also provides a form of redundancy and backup. I mean, if we're going to ask, you know, a fleet to take on these trucks and run them, they need to ensure that they're going to be able to charge them and keep their fleet running in even the event of a power outage. And that's one of the things that we can do with the Megapack on site as well.
Did anybody else have chills when they said that the Cybertruck would support the megawatt charging? Because I did. I was like, ooh, even if I can't afford it, maybe I'll have to figure out a way to afford it. That's a cool bit of technology. And I mentioned just briefly when they were talking about the 1,000-volt system that's going into the Tesla Semi, and it's coming to other products as well. It's probably coming to the Cybertruck and quite possibly the Roadster. They're just not talking about the Roadster at this moment. They also mentioned that they're going to be doing some energy buffering to keep from overloading the grid, which I think is pretty cool. And just like that, the Tesla Semi event is over. Before we go, I want to encourage you, if you live in the LA area or you're visiting the LA area, to go to the Peterson Auto Museum because they have the Tesla exhibit there. And Allison and Steve Sheridan FaceTimed me from the Peterson Auto Museum, and they walked me around, and that exhibit is really amazing. They actually took a picture, Steve and Allison took a picture right next to the Tesla Semi, and that the Tesla Semi is big. I don't know how it compares to a standard semi truck, but it looks huge. And I don't know if that's just because of the way that the nose is designed. It just looks stubby. I don't know. It is huge, and it's got those cute little Model 3 door handles. And you know what? I'd also like to say hi to Pat and the Tesla Owners Club of Silicon Valley. While Allison was showing me around, Allison and Steve's friend Pat was there, and she listens to this show. So again, hi, Pat. But there's this gentleman there from the Tesla Owners Silicon Valley Club, Tesla Owners Club Silicon Valley, and his name is Steve, and He was like giving so much detail on each little piece of the car. He was a wealth of information. It was a really cool Facebook time call. It really made me feel like I was included in the group. But anyway, if you get a chance to go to the Peterson Auto Museum to see this stuff, I highly recommend it. It just looked amazing. All right, everybody, that is it for me this week. No news. This is already a 30-minute show. We don't need to make it longer. It would be torturous for you, and that would be unkind. Coming up on Tuesday, I talked to the CEO of Autonomy, and we talked about electric vehicles and some other stuff. I think you're going to enjoy it. All right, everybody, that is it for me today. I hope you all have a wonderful week or a wonderful couple of days, and I will talk to you on Tuesday.
Nothing like this happens without amazing people. And so I just want to thank the people that spent countless hours to make this a reality. That's it. The people.
That's it. I just want to echo, I know a lot of work went into it, and this is fantastic. We're thrilled about the delivery today, so thank you.
Yeah, thanks for letting us be a part of this. Thank you so much. Woo. Appreciate you.
All right. All right, so thank you all for coming. It's been a long journey, 5 years, but this is going to really revolutionize the roads, and I think make the world a better place in a meaningful way. So thank you for your support through all the years.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.